Hello, everyone, and welcome to my podcast, Body Justice. I started this podcast because I believe that all bodies are good bodies. All bodies are deserving, worthy, and all bodies are whole just as they are. In today's world, it's ever hard to embody this as our truth. My mission is to create a space to process body image, eating disorders, and relationships through a justice-oriented lens. I'm a licensed therapist in California and an eating disorder survivor myself. I know what it's like to be at war with myself and also to find peace again. Thank you for being here, and I look forward to being your host. Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to this little special episode of Body Justice. I'm going to try to do a little more just educational talks coming from just myself, no interviews, sprinkled throughout my normal interviews. A lot of you have said you really enjoy hearing the little tidbits from me, so I'm going to do that a little more. And something's on my heart that I want to share with you guys. So we've talked about, well, if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I've talked about intrusive thoughts from the OCD and anxiety lens. What we don't always talk about as much is how eating disorders come with intrusive thoughts too. Intrusive thoughts are unwanted, repetitive thoughts that distress the person. So everyone gets intrusive thoughts, but for people with anxiety or OCD or eating disorders, we tend to overvalue our thoughts a little more, and we tend to think that if we think it, it must be true. Or we think if we have a certain feeling associated to a thought, then it must be true. And with anxiety and OCD type intrusive thoughts, they're usually super disturbing and really incongruent with the culture's values. So we can identify it a little easier, meaning like we don't like the thought at all. So it's a little bit easier to identify the thought as disturbing. Whereas with an eating disorder, the thoughts, because a lot of times they are reinforced by the culture, we don't always recognize them as intrusive, but it is in fact intrusive because this is not a type of thought that you're just like born with. You're not born with thoughts about needing to be smaller, needing to eat a certain way, feeling shameful about your body. All of those things are intrusive because they are not in line with your true values. Now, that doesn't mean that they don't feel egosystemic, meaning you might feel like you have chosen the thought or you like the thought, right? Because it is reinforced by society and our society is a bit just very disordered, I should say, with food and body stuff. So it can feel like, oh, well, everyone has these thoughts. It's not wrong, right? But with an eating disorder mindset, you know, we tend to take those thoughts to the extreme, right? They become very black and white. They become very rigid. And when you start your recovery journey and you start to do recovery-based behaviors, that eating disorder voice gets louder typically. And that's when the thoughts can feel more intrusive because you are actively trying to fight against them. The problem is, though, is that when we try to fight against intrusive thoughts, they usually just get stronger. So this is very common in eating disorder treatment. We tell people to, well, I don't, but I hear it from a lot of my clients that they've been told to just like stop the thought or think of something else or distract themselves from the thoughts. And while those things could be helpful for some people, what I find is the majority of time they're not. And they usually just make the eating disorder thoughts stronger. And that's because those thoughts are intrusive thoughts. And when we try to do something to avoid intrusive thoughts, it actually sends the signal to your brain that this is something to be fearful of and we need to scan for it more and we need to fire this thought more. So I want to teach you guys a little bit more of an effective technique to deal with these intrusive thoughts from both an eating disorder and OCD lens. So the thing that I like to use with clients, number one is mindfulness skills. We have to first be aware of when am I having an eating disorder thought? When am I having a true self thought? You know, or when am I having an OCD thought if you have OCD? So first we have to get familiar with how our eating disorder intrusive thoughts manifest. So I really want you to kind of observe when you have the urge to use a behavior. What is that thought or image that comes up? Because intrusive thoughts can appear as images too. So maybe it's an image of a certain body type or something like that. Or it could be the thought that I need to restrict today, even though you know logically that's not what you need to be doing, right? Your recovery meal plan probably doesn't want you to restrict, right? So getting to know those thoughts. And the other thing that I always tell clients is eating disorder thoughts feel, and this goes the same for OCD and anxiety, feel urgent, right? They feel urgent. They often are pretty mean and self-depreciating, like you must do this, like kind of paternalistic. It's not like this soft, calm voice. It's pretty mean, distressing, kind of tainted voice, if that makes sense. And you're not always going to hear an actual voice. It could just appear as a thought, but it's going to come across pretty urgent. It's really going to try to grab your attention. And so until you have the awareness that this is an eating disorder thought, it can be so easy to just like believe, oh, because I'm thinking this, that must mean I have to do it, right? But in recovery, we have to learn, okay, what are the thoughts that I need to pay attention to? And so I like to use this metaphor called the junk mail metaphor, junk email, junk mail, either or. And it's kind of like this. So we have tons and tons of thoughts a day, somewhere around like 70,000, I think. And we actually aren't as in control as we think we are about, you know, what kind of thoughts we think. And that is why I hate the idea of manifesting. I feel like it can be really harmful because especially for people with neurological issues like anxiety or OCD or eating disorder, our brain is wired differently. So the thoughts that come into mind, we have less of like a filter, if that makes sense, to what we should pay attention to than the average person does, because a lot of us have really overactive fear responses in our brain. So that means any thought that comes in, we think we have to pay a lot of attention to it. So this junk mail metaphor that I teach clients is just like if you open your email, you know, you're going to have like the different tabs. You're going to have your primary tab. I think there's like a social promotion, and then there's like a spam tab, right? And your email automatically categorizes these. And this is what I want you to think of your thoughts, right? Just like you're going to get tons of emails, and some of them are going to be junk. You don't need to pay any attention to them. Some of them are, you know, not that important. Maybe they're in a different tab. Some of them are super important that need to be paid attention to right now. And that's the same thing with our mind. We need to get to know what thoughts deserve our attention and which ones don't. So the ones that I want you to think of like junk mail are the OCD, anxiety, and eating disorder type of intrusive thoughts. And the reason why they're junk is because they are perceiving threat where there is none, right? And they're not helping you live a meaningful life. That's how we know they are junk. So one thing you can ask yourself when one of those intrusive thoughts pops up is this helping me get to the life I want? Is engaging with this thought going to help me get to the life I want? If the answer is no, then let's let it pass by. And what I mean by let's let it pass by is we don't need to go in and try to delete the thought. Just like we don't go in and delete every junk mail. Most of us probably have piles of junk spam emails, right? Because they just come all day long. You'd have to sit there for hours to delete everything. So I don't want you to think of the thoughts as something that you have to get rid of. It's not a thought stopping technique. It's actually more like, let me be a passive observer of my mind. Let me notice when the junk mail is coming in. And then I'm not going to open it up. I'm not going to try to figure it out. I'm not going to try to engage with it. I'm not going to try to use any kind of logical reasoning to fight against it. I'm just going to let it be there. Just like you do in your email inbox, right? You don't open every piece of junk mail and read it and try to figure it out and then decide if you want to delete it. You just leave it there. So I hope that metaphor helps. I know it can be a difficult concept to grasp. A lot of people are like, yeah, but how do I do that? And just to give you a little extra step to this, after you notice, okay, that's junk mail, your job is literally not to do anything about it. Redirect your attention back to the present moment and engage in value-directed behavior. And those are the behaviors that you see and know are going to lead you to a life of meaning. Okay. It doesn't mean that it's going to feel good. And that's where people get really tripped up, is they think, well, I know what I quote unquote should be doing according to my values, but it doesn't feel good. I feel guilty. I feel anxious. That's normal. When we start to disobey the OCD and eating disorder thoughts, they usually get louder. It causes us a lot of anxiety because we're also trying something new. It's uncomfortable, but that absolutely does not mean it is not in line with your values. And another example I'd like to give about that is, just like a lot of us have a value of honesty, that doesn't mean it's always easy to be honest, right? It doesn't mean that it always feels great to be honest. It might after some time, right? Because you're living by your values, you've been transparent and authentic. But in the moment, sometimes it can be really hard to be honest. So think of it like that, you know, like come back to, what are my core values? What do I want to engage in? What is junk mail? What can I just like leave? You know, I don't need to engage with it. I don't need to push it away, but it can just kind of sit in a little file cabinet in my head, right? So that is one of my favorite metaphors to use with eating disorder, OCD, anxiety type of intrusive thoughts. And I hope it helps you. I hope you can become, you know, more equipped to notice, like, what is junk mail? What is mail I need to pay attention to? You know, what are the thoughts I need? What are the thoughts I don't need? Which ones align with who I am? And which ones are just dragging me down or keeping me stuck? If you guys have questions, feel free to reach out. You can DM me on Instagram. You can find me on my website. If you have any questions about the podcast at any time or things you want answered on here, please go to my website and fill out an inquiry form and let me know. I'd be happy to address it. I'm sure other people have the same question. And as always, please go leave me a review on Apple. It really helps the podcast get pushed out to more people. You can find me on my website, www.allisonfordcounselingservices.com, and at bodyjustice.therapist on Instagram. I'll talk to you guys later. Thank you.